The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Another beautiful day in Southern California, Aretha, but we won't tell anybody.
They're having a heat wave across the country, so matter of fact, they're getting too much heat, and I think we're going to heat up in a couple of days, too.
Well, that's true, and I'm going to touch on that in my hot topic, Aretha, because it's really crazy. Part of it, hailstorms, and part of it, heat wave. But I'll tell you, Aretha, you know that today is National Independence Day for the Philippines, but did you also know June 12th is Official Loving Day, Aretha? How about that?
What does that mean?
Well, basically, it's Loving versus Virginia. And it's basically put together that all groups get together. It's the biggest multiracial celebration in the U.S. It's when everyone can get together and basically get along. We can all get along. You remember that. Reith, we got a couple birthdays. Do you remember? Well, of course, George Bush Sr. today. Anne Frank.
Yes.
David Rockefeller, do you remember Vic Damone? Of course.
No, he didn't sing, did he?
Yeah.
I forgot what Vic Damone sang, but he sang.
And Jim Nabors, you remember Jim Nabors?
Of course.
I'll tell you, time, like we keep saying, time goes by so fast, but then it slows down when you get older, so that's okay. So we got something to look forward
to. It's true, and that takes us up to our hot topic.
Hot topic time. And
ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Well, as promised, I did see Wonder Woman, and it definitely was better than Alien. But there's a lot of hype about Wonder Woman. If you're not a big comic book fan, you may or may not really like it. I was a fan of the TV show. This isn't camp. It's serious comic book stuff. But it does give you the history of Diana Prince, who is Wonder Woman, and her history and her Amazon roots and all of that stuff. Lots of action, lots of girl power happening there. I don't know that it's as good as everyone is saying it is, but it certainly is making the money, and Patty Jenkins did a great job directing. It's the highest grossing film directed by a woman, which is phenomenal, but you know, it's terrible that it would take this long for that to happen. However, it's grossed like over $435 million, like in the first weekend. So, I mean, that part is great. The leads are great. I don't know how to pronounce her first name. I think it's Gal Gadot and Chris Pine. They're great, but it's a lot of hype. But if it gets women more work and it empowers women, I'm all for it. So go see Wonder Woman. It is a good show. I also saw The Book of Mormon, and I thought I wouldn't like The Book of Mormon because I thought, oh, I'm not going to like a play that makes fun of religion. But it's really funny, and it's irreverent, but it's not really bad. There's a lot of language in it, though. They do really do a lot of language gags that, you know, if you're not into hearing a bunch of cursing, you might not want to go see it. But it is really funny, and I did really enjoy the Book of Mormon, too. I'm probably the last person on Earth to see it, but it was good. And your hot topic, Jim?
Well, Jeff Sessions will testify before an Intel committee and about the firing of FBI Director James Comey, so he'll be on the hot seat, and also behind the scenes talks with the Russians, and Donald Trump, President Trump, agrees to testify under oath about the talks with the FBI director, Comey, the former FBI director, and no one is sure if tapes exist about the talks with Trump and Comey. I mean, they're just not sure if the tapes exist. Indiana high school student wore his dress clothes, his dress Marine uniform to graduation in high school, and he was turned down. They said, nope, you got to wear the formal traditional robes, and Princeton Chippetit of Crown Point High School said, nope, he can't be he's got to wear the uniform, and I don't agree with that at all. I think he should have been able to graduate with his uniform. First Lady Melania Trump moves into the White House. Now, remember, guys, she didn't move in because her son, Barron, was going to school, and she didn't want to take him out of school. So what she did was took some pictures out of the White House, took a picture of the Jefferson Memorial and Washington Monument, and tweeted, looking forward to memories we'll make in our new home. Hashtag moving day. Today, the Supreme Court could rule on the border issue. That's been going on for a while. And moving into the business world, CEO Jeff Immelt, since 2001, has been a CEO, and he's now gone, and Jeff Fleming will be the new CEO of General Electric. Cool, huh? And good news. Well, here's a little good news. A teacher shows students how negative words can make rice moldy. So if you're going to be talking around your dinner and you have rice, talk positive. A man leaps through a moving car to save a driver that was having a seizure, and he put the car under control. Brazil economy registered the first growth in 2 years, and an 8-year-old boy won $1,000. 8 years old, guys, and he donated his winnings to a toddler with leukemia. So cool.
Well, let's end on a good note for a change.
There you go. Right? I'm not going to keep hitting you guys with this negative stuff.
Right, that's been our $1,000 winner. And that takes us to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And, Reed, we were talking about weather. It's been so crazy because you were talking about the heat wave, and then right above the heat wave, there's this massive hail. You know?
I know.
Like crazy.
It's unbelievable. But I understand we have a financial guru guest today.
Yes. We have a very interesting gentleman from India, and he is the kind of person that you want to talk to if you're planning on obtaining money to do investments and so on. And these kind of people, you know, for us baby boomers, we kind of need people like that because we have to do our homework. Ramesh?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Ramesh, are you there? Okay.
Yes,
Ramesh,
here.
Irma?
I'm here.
And thank you for coming on. This is Retha Gray, Betty White co-star, and Retha, Ramesh.
Hi, Ramesh. I'm doing wonderfully. I'm all ears today. I need all the financial advice I can get.
And Ramesh,
yes.
We appreciate you coming on because we know you're a busy guy. And I'll tell you,
yes.
On our shows, Retha and I have talked about one of the scenarios that we have is not real positive in the baby boomer world because they are retiring with not enough money in the bank and it disappears rapidly. So
that's true.
We need some advice on what is good to do. First of all, you have to be careful on investing your money, correct? And where's this all going?
I'm not sure because a lot of the financial, it's all dependent on all individuals because everybody have their own specific income on their bank accounts. So before you going to any one of these investors, which they have hefty fees, which they don't tell you what they're going to do with your money. Next thing you know, half of your money is in the fees gone to this corporate world instead of helping you. So you have to be very, very careful, whether it's any major corporation, any banks, and you have to do your homework. When I come in, I have actually several programs that I fund financially help people to get the money to invest or to do some small business if they would like to purchase with these funds. And I would like to explain to you what are these programs are that I have. I've been working for the last 3-4 years on my own. And first of all, one is called unsecured loan. Anybody could qualify without any documentation. All we need is a good credit between 620 to 700. Between that is a good credit. And then we will run the credit as a soft copy so it will not hit your account. I mean, won't bring your score down. And then we will qualify you, whether you qualify $30,000, $50,000, or even up to $150,000. It depends upon your score and credit history, how it looks. And so the only requirement is just your good credit score, and that's about it. And our interest rate is 0% for 2 years.
Now, Ramesh, I have a question. Now, you're talking to a lot of people that, you know, aren't quite millennials. They're a little older. Would it be worth them to consider working on their credit if they had a situation with a lower credit score? Is it worth them, you know, trying to raise that FICO score, or do they think, well, it's too late now?
No, it's never too late. You can always improve your FICO score. There's a lot of credible or repair company that could fix your credit. I have one individual that I recommend, and he had fixed 4 people's credit within last like maybe 2 months. It took him about 90 days to get their credit score up like maybe 70 points, which is a lot. And so he's very reliable, and he, of course, there is a small fee to pay for everything, you know. So it's worth it, you know.
What would you say a decent score is if you were going to call someone at a bank and maybe apply for a loan? What would they be looking at?
Well, if you're looking for a loan from any major banks, they need a perfect 680.
680 or up. Okay.
Yes. And with us, we work with 600, between 600 to 650 to 670. So we are very, very much open to any score. And the good thing about this is this program is no documentation required. All we do is run your credit, And if you get approved, and we get you funded in between 5 to 10 days, simple as that, and you will get the funds from major banks, not any small banks.
And what is the opinion about the, you know, you see some deals about overseas investments, and the you could have good rates, you know, good returns. Is this a little risky? Should we keep more common secured loan interest investments?
Yes, I agree with that. I think it's a little bit risky going through overseas because we don't know rules and regulation from other parts of the world. So you have to be very careful. At least in America, we have some rules implemented. So if there is some bad investment or anything, so at least FDIC is controlling some part of the deposits. But if you're going through Panama, I'm not sure what other countries they are doing these offshore investment. And I'm not very much fond of that. I've been in banking industry for 33 years.
Offshore oil leasing and all that. Yeah, it's risky.
Yeah, please stay away.
Yeah.
Please stay away. And keep your, you know, you might not make much in the USA, but at least your money is safe.
Yeah, better to be secure. Maybe not make quite as much, but
you're
eliminating the gamble of the possible high return.
That is very correct. That is very correct, yes.
So now you're basically from India. Do you go over there much? Do you travel?
I travel, but last time I was in India about 9 years ago. So I think I'm planning to go probably end of this year. And India is booming. There's a lot of investment, and there have a lot of overseas investment from India going to Middle East, South Africa, Africa. So they're global over there. So, but still, if we are not knowing about other countries, how their rules and regulation, and even I'm an Indian, I still would be cautious to invest my money in India, regardless.
What would you consider a good investment for someone in retirement if they had some disposable income to invest?
Well, there is, you know, there are traditional IRA accounts, and they pay somewhat very low percentage. And again, you have even if you go to Merrill Lynch, if you go to TD Ameritrade, and they will go invest into certain annuities or certain overseas. They have overseas companies that they also invest in, which they have a bunch of people sitting there looking at the market in Europe and all of that. So you have to go to these secure people to see where your money needed to be invested. But basically, all we have is all the major banks, which Merrill Lynch, TD Ameritrade, all the other ones, you know, they are set up for that sort of investment. But if you, like Mr. Azuli said, how would you feel about going overseas to Panama, to other parts of the world? Yeah, they pay a lot of money for their investment, but it's not secure.
It's not very secure.
And once they're gone, that's it. Your money is not covered.
Right. Well, if people want to get in touch with you for financial advice, how would they get in touch with you?
Or loans?
My phone number. Can I give out my phone number? I have my email address, and can I do that?
Yes.
You can, and text Easy Way to 55678 to contact you because you're with our group. And I'm glad you said that, Ramesh, because I've been reading articles. And the reason I mention that is because seniors have been investing with some of these financial planners that may be directing the wrong way, and they've been losing money overseas. That's why I brought that up.
So correct. Yeah, I mean, I would not even elderly people, anybody, please be careful. Because money is hard to make, and even with any one of these investors in USA, you gotta know the fees, because they'll say one thing, next thing, even if you want to withdraw after 90 days or 6 months, you check out, the fees are very high. So you gotta ask up front, what if I want to withdraw some money, part of the money, within 6 months and within this investment, then how would you feel that? So you got to be very careful in this matter.
Boomers.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, we're out of time. So
okay.
How can I get in touch with you?
Let me give you my number. My name is Rick Sharma. I'm at 626-629-9567. All right, you got it?
Yes.
Yes. And my email address is rick859@yahoo.com.
Okay, now, Rick, what we're saying, we don't want to give out personal numbers on the show, but we will get a hold of you through our contact with the 55678 texting.
Okay.
And we want to see you on the 17th. Hopefully, Retha will be there. And we saw you and your family. It was so nice that you guys came out to the fashion show and Universal.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was very nice.
I hope you enjoyed yourself. Doing it the easy way for a night.
Yes, it was very nice. I enjoyed it. All right, we'll meet you
Rick.
On the 17th. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Smartphone, cell phone,
hello?
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, just a quick tech time today. You may have heard that Apple's had their big conference. They have them like two or three times a year, and they didn't really have big announcements at this year's conference. They announced that they're going to have the HomePod speaker, which is similar to Amazon Echoes or Sonos. They're not saying that it's going to do anything spectacularly different other than it'll, of course, pair better with Apple products, and it'll have Siri as the basis for their computer voice or computer system. And we're all kind of used to Siri. Other than that, they really didn't announce too much. iOS 11 is going to be coming out. Siri's supposed to be improved, but every time they improve the iOS, Siri's supposed to be better. And I guess she really is. And they also announced their tablet that's going to be coming out, but it's not coming out, I don't think, until the end of the year, or it's not coming out right now. But it's a 10.5-inch iPad Pro that was introduced. It's supposed to kind of take a place of a laptop. It's really small. We'll see. But nothing really big news coming out of Apple. Hopefully they're going to come up with something soon that's really innovative, because computers are kind of stuck right now. But at any rate, that's my tech time, and let's have Jim's Gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Okay, guys, you've heard Ramesh, and we keep telling you to be careful with our money at our age. So invest wisely. You've worked hard for your money and worked harder to save it. Okay, so I'm going to give you, I looked up CNBC.com, the top 10 investment ideas for 2017. So these are ideas. Talk to your financial planner before you invest. We reiterate over and over and over because we don't want to see you losing your money. I lost a lot of money in real estate. I put too many eggs in one basket, and a big old hurricane came along. So anyway, number one, U.S. equities. Despite the post-election rally, we retain an overweight position. U.S. earnings should rise 8% next year, fueled by stabilization in oil prices. All right, select equity sectors for U.S. investors. U.S. financials and healthcare should benefit from less burdensome regulation. Number three, emerging market equities, low global interest rates, and stabilizing GDP growth and commodity prices should provide a continuing boost next year. Select emerging market currencies, yield enhancers for taxable U.S. investors, U.S. senior loans, the asset class currency yields 4% points more than investment-grade corporate bonds, making it an attractive if default rates rise to long-run averages. U.S. treasuries, inflation-protected securities. And number eight is underweight position in normal U.S. treasuries. select commodity-related investments. And last but not least, alternative investments. In 2017, returns from listed equities and bonds will probably be moderate. Select investments within hedge funds and private market whose returns are less correlated to assets and likely to help diversify portfolios. So again and again and again, we say, check, do your research, do your homework, and talk to financial experts before you invest your money. You don't want to lose your money. Anyway, there you go, guys. There you go, Reith. We want to be careful. We both had situations with real estate, and we know things can change, right, Reith? I mean, that's what happens.
And change.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Things definitely change.
It's, oh, my God, you don't know. If you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans. You just don't know. I mean, but anyway, it's time for Carmelita's Corner, and we really love you. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it looks like the sun is out. The sun will come out tomorrow. Well, it's here today. Anyway, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Rosalind Kahn, and she is a professor of public speaking at LA City College, an international motivational and TEDx speaker, coach to business professionals, and is currently working with women's leadership coaching and preparing women to present talks to the United Nations. She's also an author, and she will discuss her latest book, Dogs and Roses, to reduce stress and anxiety in today's troubled times. Welcome, Rosalind Kahn.
Hi there, Carmelita. It's so great to speak to you this morning, my friend. You sound awesome, nice and cheery. Woohoo!
Yes, and you've got so much going on. Let's start with your book. Can you tell us what motivated you to write Dogs and Roses?
Well, at one point in my life, I hate to say, I was kind of down and out, not in Beverly Hills, but I was thinking about things that made me really happy. And, you know, whatever's going on, I can walk down a street and I can see a dog and it immediately puts a smile on my face. They're almost always happy. And similarly, when I go out and take my walks, I'm like drawn to roses. I think they're the most beautiful things in the world. And as I began to do research, I found that both of these things, dogs and roses, actually have healing proponents to them that help you relax and come to your cool. And it's just like wherever I go, I just took a couple pictures. I posted some pictures yesterday of dogs on the resistant march. And as I was going to meditate last night, I took two beautiful pictures of some gorgeous roses and I showed them to someone and they said, wow, those are amazing. And
well, you know, Rosalind, as you know, they have a special meaning to me. Because my mother, she loved roses, and it has inspired me to carry on in her memory the mission to help make a difference in the quest to end breast cancer. So that's the motivation in my case behind, or the mission of my organization. So it's really interesting. You should also come across that rose as a symbol of health.
You're so absolutely correct. I remember when the two of us met with the Arts for Peace program, and the two of us were talking, and I shared about my mom and the rose garden. You shared about yours. I knew that we were intimately connected. It's just been heaven ever since.
Yes. Yes, well, I've always looked upon you as a highly motivated individual. And, of course, you are a professor at a local college, and you have the kind of mind that is always seeking knowledge. And so I commend you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. They always say that the key to life is to keep learning, and the moment that you stop learning, it's the end is coming. So that is definitely true.
Well, I believe that, you know, if you're on the right path, that you will realize that we are students here. I believe that this earth is a gigantic classroom and that we're constantly learning. And no matter how advanced you are in age, there's always something new to learn.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. It's like every speaker that's on the personal development circle has always said, every day you have to begin by learning something new. What is it that you have acquired? And that's what keeps us strong and keeps us going.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, I want to move to the next subject, which is that you're going to be doing interviews yourself next Saturday on the red carpet. Can you tell us about that event?
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. Galina, Pani, and I met through one of the events. I believe it was through Higher Connections, and I remember the time that we met, and I was just so awed by what she was doing and what she was all about, and the two of us would become friends. And so she's having a birthday party and huge celebration. It's at the Venetia Hotel, and she's celebrating a birthday. She's doing a fundraiser for kids. She's got Eduardo Diamante there, who's an international singer from all around the world. She has a fashion show by Anmar Raima. And she has the magic hands and the silver dancer champions. And on top of that, there's even a meal. Can you imagine that? I mean,
yes.
It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And so she's asked me to interview the folks as they come up on the red carpet. And I'm just really excited about that. I'm really excited. I know there's going to be a lot of people from Hollywood that are out there. And I've heard buzz around town that she's one of the two top promoters in the world for putting on events.
Well, that's nice to know. I've been very impressed by her beauty, and now that you're telling me this about her promotional and event-producing abilities, that's also impressive. In fact, I've already recommended her to be considered in the next upcoming pageant for the Miss Elegance USA International Woman of Achievement, and I definitely plan to, you know, do what I can to make that connection possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she already has the title of the Miss Excellence Queen, and
mm-hmm.
she's been a part of a lot of pageants. I know she does some stuff up in Washington State, and, you know, I was just talking to her last night. We were passing names before, so I'm like, you know this person? Oh, yeah, I know who that person is. Oh, yeah, they'll be there. They'll be there. And she knows them all, and she has a certain amount of elegance and demure and just a real heart to her, just a real heart to her. So it's really an honor to be working in conjunction with her and making this happen. So there we have
well,
it.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I was honored that you should ask me to be interviewed. And I have been passing up events lately because, you know, it's really quite an undertaking to make all of these wonderful events, but I might consider to see if that's possible this coming Saturday. Can you tell people how they can attend the event?
Okay. If they go to my Facebook page or they go to the Facebook page of Galina Kapani, she has a link on there. You get tickets before. They're $70. I say it's five events for one, and there's a donation to a local group. And Galina is G-A-L-L-I-N-N-A, G-A-L-I-N-A, and Kapani is C-A-P-A-N-N-I, apostrophe S. And if they can just mention when they go ahead and reach out to her, that Rosalind had directed them to her, because she's asked me to help her promote the sale of her tickets. And I had actually worked with one of Eric and his father's events and helping them in some other events they had in Hollywood, and that was lots of fun. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. good stuff, always helping other people out to make the world a better place.
That's what we're here for, to serve one another. So that's great. Anyway, I want to also move on to another one of your platforms, and that is a women's leadership coaching.
Oh, yeah, and that is an extreme honor. I'm working with a lady who's into the healing arts and the healing worlds, and she's putting a program together to get people to address folks at the UN, and these are top leaders and shakers from all around the world who have these messages with the different principles that the UN has put out there. I'm going to be working with them to help them on their presentation skills. Valerie Esther is going to be working with them to remove their emotional blocks. And for those people who have a fear of getting in front of the camera, there's the one and only incredible Stephanie Marks that's going to be helping out on that end. And we're kicking this off in the very near future. And, you know, the matters that are near and dear to each of our hearts, we're going to be talking about making a change, because that's what the United Nations does. It goes out and pulls the world for their concerns and sees what they can do to make them happen. And so I'm really excited. We've got a meeting coming up today at 3 o'clock. We're going to be talking about our next step in that process. And it's just incredible. It's absolutely amazing.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I also have another friend, Cantor Esther Leon Schwartz, who's connected to the United Nations group in Beverly Hills, and I know you're also familiar with her as well, because we all met in New Jersey. Senior Senator Pasquale Bettio was with us, and we've made some wonderful connections there, haven't we?
Oh, we certainly have. We certainly have, and they still reverberate, you know, to this day. Shefanina, Tara.
Oh yeah, I just love her.
You know,
yes.
Pepper J.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cohen, and you know, songwriting Shane. I mean, there's just so many of them. Just and then Raquel Diamond and her beautiful husband. You know, my heart just swarms when I think back about those great and beautiful times and moments that we had that Mooney helped bring us all together for.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful.
Yes, and there's so many more that we don't have time to list all of them, because it was such a great and large group. Rebecca Holden and her wonderful husband, Joel Diamond, also comes to mind.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's I was trying to get off the top of my head. I just remember the diamonds.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
there were so many
forever.
Individuals. We had there was a football, wonderful football player there too, who had overcome being in a paralyzing situation, and now how he has overcome. It's just very inspirational.
No, it's huge. I was there at the hospital myself. We're talking about a good friend of ours, Steve Jennings.
Yeah,
he's just a wonderful humanitarian, and the lady who was the nurse, I was saying, you know, the guy's just an amazing person in the world. And she was like, I've never seen someone attract so many people to come in.
Oh, yes, he's very well loved. We managed to get there yesterday, and, you know, I believe in the power of prayer and laying hands, and Dante and I both laid hands on him to continue the love and the prayer circle. That we've established. I have a wonderful prayer warrior in Pasadena. Actually, she's the president of the Republican Women's Group, and she's one of the best people that I know that prays such wonderful prayers. And we connected with the national director of the pageant that I just mentioned, Marlena Martin, and we all prayed together on the phone for Steve. So I just know and believe that he is being lifted to a better position, and that he's covered with love, and we just really claim that. So anyway, I want to thank you for coming on board today on Carmelita's Corner, and I'm sure we'll have more to to pick up where we left off the next time that we see each other. And there might be a chance that I'll see you Saturday. I'm not sure yet. But anyway, thanks for that shout out.
Well, that's absolutely terrific. I just want to say two more things. You know, Steve has always been a fighter. He was in a coma once before for 35 days. And,
yes.
and he came out. And if there's anybody who's going to fight a battle and make sure to make it, Steve is one of those fine individuals. Truly, truly, truly. So.
Yes, yes, he's wonderful. I actually met him as a result of having received that title last year on July 23rd, 2016, for this year's title, 2017. And he was one of the judges that made that deciding vote. And he's just really been a blessing in so many lives. So on that note, we will sign off until next time. And great, great, beautiful day to everyone out there in Radio Land.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. And I thank you so much, Camarita. They can reach out to me on my webpage, rosalindkahn.com, to find out about that latest book, Dogs and Roses. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, gratitude beyond words.
And thank you, Carmelita. Carmelita always has such interesting guests on her show. And
always.
You and I have been to Carmelita's events, and I'll tell you, it's like a who's who. I told you that one event I had Judy Garland's son on one side and Lucille Ball's TV son on the other side. They're, you know, we remember these individuals as the little kids on the show, but they were both my age. You know, very interesting. And so
well,
many others.
Well, we grew up also, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't think of that, Ruth. You know, we see somebody and we go, God, they're getting older. But they're probably thinking the same thing. And yes, we have all our prayers are going out for Steve. And when Eric found out, he put a blast out. And we had a lot of prayer power. And we keep it, I keep it in my rosary every night that Steve heals. And I'll tell you, it's just something that if you pray belief and faith, and it will make a difference. But Retha, we are coming up to summertime. Is Retha going to be going on one of these excursions through the summer? I mean, you always have so much going on. What's coming up? Are you going to do one of your scuba diving?
Well, summer's a busy time for Hollywood, so I usually take my vacations around holidays when work kind of slows down. So I'll probably be around town all summer. I think I'm going to sneak away and do a little day trip tomorrow to Disneyland. But,
no, Rita, I was just going to say that. I'm glad you said it because we know that you do not go to Disneyland on a weekend in July or August.
Oh,
because
absolutely
everybody
not.
Is there. No, you go.
I'm hoping
like,
all
took,
the schools aren't out yet. I'm hoping that the children are still in school at least one more day.
I took Eric one time. It was, it was just in a, you know, an off time, a little drizzly, and there was nobody there. And we just sat on the rides and went, you know, you remember the one, it's a Wonderful World and the boat
small
ride.
World.
The Small World and Pirates
small
of the Caribbean.
World.
And the guy just let us go around and around because there was nobody there. A little overcast and everything. But anyway, let's see. I was trying to see if I could get Eric on, Reith, because there's a lot going on. Are you going on the 17th, Reith? Are you going to go to the event on the 17th coming up? I want to get Eric on here. I'm trying to push some buttons because he can give us an update on everything. A lot of interesting people. Beep, 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 Eric.
Well, there's a student music, so he must be nearby.
Yeah, it's hard to get on.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
And Reith, you know what's cool? When Eric goes to Ralph's, goes to the store, before he walks in, you know, they have to play that on the loudspeaker.
No.
This it's actually a funny story. Everybody on Radio Boomers Live, thank you so much for tuning in, and we love you guys so much. We're going to like the page, Radio and Boomers Live.
Do you hear Eric coming in choppy?
Yeah, Eric, we can't hear you.
You're coming in a little choppy, Eric. So
I'm coming choppy. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm actually in a
show.
I'm in about. So I'm gonna actually call into the show. I'm 1 second, guys.
Hey guys,
there we go.
Is that
better?
Yeah.
All right. Good. So, you were talking about the store thing. You know, I was just in the store the other day, and this is Orange County. All right, and I'm pretty known in Los Angeles, and I know that, but Orange County actually, I was in the store the other day, and there's a kid that was kind of like looking at me when I was purchasing my stuff at the store, and he was just kind of like staring, and I was like, hey man, how you doing? I just said hi. He goes, are you the one that interviewed the Power Ranger, the Blue Ranger? And I was like, wow, you know, like it's just kind of cool when people recognize you. But yeah, so I have a couple updates, and one of the biggest updates is the Radio Boomers Live Show is creeping on its year and a half anniversary, and your listenership is amazing. Your television channel on Easy Way Tube is rocking now, so all the fans can go to Radio Boomers Live TV .com, and your channel's there, so people will be able to see you guys visually as well as audio. But yeah, so we have some great updates for everybody. And first and foremost, there's a lot of people that have been hitting me up and hitting his way up to know what we have going on as far as events goes. Facebook page, Easy Way Events, is all you got to do is to know about the events. It's also on easywaybroadcasting.com. Go to our calendar, all the events. We have some mastermind events and some entertainment events and fashion events and new clients and stuff we're going to be dealing with. And ultimately, guys, we're creating something really new. It's a digital way of connecting you to your success. And as you watch what we have going on, as you listen to what we have going on, we're going to give you the text message number and keyword Easy Way, and you text that to 55678. Well, you do that if you want to connect with somebody. So, for instance, you guys were listening to Rosalind Kahn, which is a friend of ours, an Easy Way supporter, and shout-outs to Rosalind. As you're listening to her on the radio and you're listening to what she's saying, you know, one of the biggest things is a lot of times people listen to a radio program or TV program and they don't necessarily know how to connect to them, and they don't really catch the website or they don't really catch the page. Well, we're making it really simple. Through the network, we're going to connect you to these people. So when you text into Easy Way to 55678, you're going to be able to connect with us and say, hey, you know, I heard the radio program and I want to connect with Rosalind because I'm interested in being a speaker or whatever it might be. And that's the thing, is Easy Way is really connected to a lot of influencers in different genres and different situations. Like today you heard Rick talking about financial and financial tips. And Rick's actually a very savvy person in the financial world. So if you wanted to connect to Rick, you would text Easy Way to 55678, and we would connect you to Rick, and we would help to facilitate that for you. So a couple of events that are coming up, the 17th, this Saturday, and Rita, you're going to be there because you always have to be at all the awesome things that we're doing, and we're hosting a panel at the Spirit Summit, and the Spirit Summit actually is beyond amazing. They have a 10-year-old kid that actually has a homeless nonprofit and has been doing – recently they just did an event at the Santa Ana Convention, and they had like, I think, 400 or 500 some people they fed. And it's just a spiritual way of giving back. It's a mastermind, amazing people. Frank Shankwitz, the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, will be speaking. My partner, Shay Vaughn, part of the Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother, the Vaughn family, she's going to be speaking. And some other really amazing people. We have about 8 amazing panelists coming on our panel. The founder of UGG Boots, the CEO of CEO Space, which is an organization rated number 2 by Forbes for speaking and events. And they've put out some of the biggest people. The founder, original founder, helped train Walt Disney. And we have brand logistics director professionals and top-level executives and, you know, just amazing people on our panel. And so these are opportunities for you guys to increase your success, and that's really what Easy Way is about, is presenting that. The last piece of news I'm going to let everybody know about is EasyWay.tv. EasyWay.tv is now out. It's still being updated, but we did put it out prematurely so people can see the content and make it simpler. So when we cover things, and plus we have 200,000 hours of things that we've been covering for quite some time, and channels we have on YouTube and Vimeo, et cetera, we're going to make it really, really simple for everybody to just go to EasyWay.tv and be able to go to the channels. And we've partnered up with numerous influencers that want to have channels on our network. And so you're going to see a lot of different channels on EasyWayTube, which you guys can create your own channel and build your own success and your own stuff, which will also be in conjunction with EasyWay.tv. Now, to relate to the baby boomers that might be listening, say that you guys want to promote your business in some way, or you're retired, but you have a grandson or granddaughter, and they want to put themselves out there in any way. They have something they might be going something with their school or any projects they want to promote. We are a platform to promote you. We empower you guys. We empower everybody. And so this is going to be really awesome. A lot of advertising options and just great, great content. I mean, we've over 90, close to 90 channels that we're working with right now. We're still increasing. These events coming up, we're going to be supporting a lot of different things. And there's an event coming up on July 15th if you're in the Orange County area, which is produced by Emily Latran, one of our members, and it's called the Action to Wins Mastermind. And Forbes Riley will be speaking. I'll be speaking, and a lot of major people on that event. If you go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on events, you'll see that event. And there's just amazing networking, and that's what it's really about, is helping you guys to increase your success. And Aretha will be at all this stuff as long as she's not being booked for films and television and commercials and all the things that she's doing. But all right, so I'm gonna give it back to my dad. And remember, guys, if you want to follow anything that we're doing, you just download the app, which is easywaymobile.com, and it's always letter E, letter Z with us. easywaymobile.com, and everything is on there. Aretha, Dad, back to you.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Moving and grooving, Reese. I tell you.
That's a lot of stuff.
And you remember, Reese, you remember if you go back and how you would promote back in the, I don't know, say we're in the 60s and we wanted to promote a show, right? So, such a different scenario, and you wonder what these, what today's kids would do if they had to just step back in time for just a day or two. One thing is you wouldn't see everybody walking around with their heads bent down, do you think this is all affecting the millennials and before?
Time is being compressed, and I think about how much change between my grandmother's time when she was a child and the time that she died, and I think about how much has changed in my lifetime. I mean, it's exponential how much it's multiplied what we know now compared to back then. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to go back to my grandmother's time, although I can basically remember what that looked like. and I'm sure none of the millennials would like to go back to the 60s with us. But you know what?
You adapt to your time, People think, oh, what did they do? We think, how did these people go across the country in a wagon? But that's what they were used to, and that's what they lived with. That's the food they had, and it was so different. But today, this is what they live with. They wake up, and it's like they say, they're not going home watching television anymore. They're online on their phones and their iPads. So every market is changing, just like the stores, the brick and mortar stores are changing so much. I heard something on the radio the other day. They're saying how all these big stores like Walmart and all the stores to change their way of doing business. If they don't, they fall behind on sales and everything else. So everybody's incorporating.
That's like the railroad business didn't convert to airplanes. If they had, they wouldn't be where they are now, struggling. You know, yeah. So you have to look at yourself. If you're a railroad, you have to look at yourself as being in transportation business, not just in the railroad business. And the companies, we look at Kodak, companies like Kodak that
exactly.
are struggling because they thought they were only in the camera and film business, but they
yeah.
should have gotten into the digital age and been the forerunners there because they were really in the, you know, picture capturing business. Not
and try to find
camera.
A exactly. Try to find a payphone today. You know, it before there was you know they started limiting the amount of you know phones you'd see around. Now it's almost non-existent. And if you don't have a
exactly,
cell phone,
exactly. That.
So Reef, where's the
moved on?
Where, now, you know, you're in the tech. Just a quick question. We have, only have a couple minutes left here, but you know, everything is getting so small and so thin, but I don't know if it can go much further because now it's to the point where you can put your phone in your pocket and you could sit down and it still will, but it's getting to the point if it gets much thinner, it'll bend, you know, how
well,
much.
Some of them do. They had problems with some of them bending. So, but
yeah.
they'll figure out the technology. They're going to do implants, ear implants, skin implants. It'll all be changed.
Oh, implants.
And we'll all
yeah.
be robots. But I did want to say just quickly, Jim, you knew my friend Louise. My friend Louise, who's been to many events, did pass away last night.
Oh,
and,
my God.
I want to send out condolences to her family.
Right.
And just say
prayers.
She enjoyed so many of the Easy Way events. She enjoyed walking the red carpet and being interviewed and she just enjoyed
she was,
having a good time over the years coming to the Easy Way event. So
she was
Louise
at the events going
missed.
Back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Louise
we,
will be missed.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, well, God bless her, and we'll keep her in her prayers. And, yeah, she's well, she's a supporter from years ago. And Reith, we keep saying that, but, boy, the years go so fast. You have an event coming up in 6 months. All of a sudden the event is here. And then we're talking about it like that event that happened 2 years ago. Boy, it, you know, like the proverbial ball that goes around in the tube, it goes around on the top, and then it, as it gets closer to the bottom, it spins faster, and then plunk.
right.
I don't know.
Well, time moves on.
But
we will be back
Reef,
next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Monday morning, and we're down to, wow, we're down only 2 minutes left. So, Reith, we'll be possibly seeing Reitha Gray at the event coming up on the 17th. Let's see, where are we? What are we looking at, Reith? Maybe a 60%. I don't know if you have any auditions because all your shows and everything.
I don't know what time the event is.
I believe it's 6, but well, I'll get you the exact time. But Reith,
thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.